For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A top Islamic State militant killed. A senior Islamic State fighter from Tunisia was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says Tariq bin Tahar al-Ani al-Harzi died June 16th in Shadadi. Al-Harzi helped raise money for Islamic State and oversaw efforts to bring in foreign fighters. The U.S. State Department dubbed him the Emir of Suicide Bombers. Iranian negotiators in Vienna are sending mixed signals about the pace of talks with Western powers and the country's nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says negotiators are still trying to work it all out.
Well, what I would say is that the work goes on. You're going to see over the next few days ministers coming and ministers going to maintain the momentum of these discussions. I don't think we're at any kind of breakthrough moment yet, but the work is continuing. We will do whatever we need to do to keep the momentum.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog organization, meanwhile, met with Iranian officials in Tehran Thursday, the latest effort to resolve long-standing questions about Iran's nuclear program. The International Monetary Fund says that debt-ridden Greece's financial plight is even worse than first thought as the country heads to Sunday's vote on whether to accept lenders' demands for more austerity in exchange for new bailouts. The IMF Thursday largely blamed the leftist government of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, saying that it's been too slow to sell off state assets and will need debt relief and another $56 billion in new bailout loans through 2018. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing to meet a Tuesday midnight deadline for repaying a $1.8 billion owed the IMF. This is VOA News. Suspected